Exercise 7. Rejoicing in Merits. There are many ways to counteract self-centeredness, and perhaps the easiest is to simply be generous with your time and skills, because there is almost always something you can give or share. For example, when you arrive at someone's home or in a communal setting, make it a habit to ask if there's anything you can do to help. There is a practice in Buddhism that not only reduces our self-absorption, but also makes us appreciate others more, their good qualities and all the good they do. The practice is called rejoicing in merit. You can do it with colleagues or friends, or in other social groupings, and you can choose to focus on one person in the group, so that everyone rejoices in that person's merits. Or you can rejoice in everyone in the group, perhaps saying a few things about each person. You can also do this exercise on your own, but it's best to do it with others, so that you can actually express your appreciation. You could also write an appreciative message or letter to someone. Here's how you can do it. First, take a moment to just think about the person. Think about what you appreciate about them, their good qualities, and the good they do in the world. You don't have to turn a blind eye to their weaknesses, because we all have weaknesses. But for now, focus on their merits and positive aspects. Now, when I think of a particular friend of mine, I think of his good mood, his positive attitude towards life, even though it is far from easy, and that he's almost always laughing, that he can easily laugh at his own mistakes and shortcomings, with warmth in his voice, and that he often gets in touch and wants to talk, and that he can easily empathize, and, because he knows me so well, and is well aware of both my weaknesses and strengths, he doesn't hesitate to pull my leg when that's needed. But also, he reminds me of all the good things I do, and of my strengths. These are some things that spontaneously come to mind when I think of my friend. You can write down the characteristics you think of, perhaps with examples. Notice how this exercise makes you feel. From time to time in your daily life, you can come back to this and remember the good qualities of others. You may want to suggest to your friends that you do this exercise together.